Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
North Arlington, New Jersey, James the Fan. What's going on, James?
So, Mark, are you still going to be in the bullpen? We're still going to hear you like doing like different days and weekends, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was wanting to ask you because you haven't really said that. So it's great being a bullpen guy. I mean, you're always ready to go.
Yeah, well, most times, yeah, for sure.
So
like every day, Eddie Guardado.
What's wrong with that? So I know everyone's talking about Dart. The only thing I like to mention about him is not his ability, but unfortunately, I hope he doesn't have the Miami quarterback's head, because we can't underestimate toughness. And if we look back at some of our great quarterbacks, when I say "our," I mean like Eli Manning. I mean he could take a beating. Phil Simms. I mean he could have been a boxer. That's how many times he got hit. So do you think that Dart has the head? And I just want to wish a final happy Hanukkah, the last day of Hanukkah, and a Merry Christmas to you also. But what do you think that he has a head that won't be too many concussions over the years, Tristan? Sometimes that's a problem, like in boxing, like Arturo Gatti. I mean, well, unfortunately he's no longer with us, but he could take a beating. I mean, there's been some great boxers who could take a beating, and then
James, James, is your question asking me if I can grade out whether or not Jackson Dart can take repeated hits to the head and be able to keep on moving?
I guess you personally can't, but I mean, I wonder if there's a way that the team can almost, I know you can't look at someone's skull until they're dead, and that's kind of sad that there's really no test for that yet, but is there anything that they can maybe see in him that maybe they've seen in other players who necessarily don't have basically a glass jaw?
Yeah, I think if, I mean, we're digging deep. We really are. I mean, it has been, I mean, now all of a sudden I'm getting calls about, and happy holidays to you as well, James, whether or not you can do some kind of analytical system or medical, put him through the, whether or not he's going to have the ability to continue to take blows to the head as the season goes along, or whether or not he has a glass jaw. I'll tell you, you know, you take a, I don't think people really understand just how violent and physical the National Football League is. Like, I really don't. I think we're all human beings. You know, I'm made, even though I don't have the same DNA, we don't have the same personality. Structurally, though, and I'm not 6'3", 6'4", structurally, though, you know, we're all born, you know, some are men, some are women, but we're all born the same way, right? We're all made up of the same matter. So if you're in the NFL and you have a guy flying to you, that's got 4.3 speed and or 4.4 speed, whatever it might be, 4.3, 4.4, 4.5. I mean, it's indiscernible when you're looking at us. I mean, when we're grading out, obviously it means something in the National Football League. That's why you have those, Well, that's why you go through the entire draft process in the Indianapolis Scouting Combine. But think about the speed and someone tees you up and you go helmet to helmet hit. I don't care whether you have a glass jaw, don't have a glass jaw. If you can take a punch, can't take a punch, you're going to suffer a concussion on a helmet to helmet hit. I mean, that's it. But that's where we're at now in terms of breaking down Jackson Dart. I would say this, like, put it to you this way. I'll put this in the simplest form possible. Like, you imagine having, not a stallion, having a horse that's out there in the prairie, physically gifted, and you have to break the horse, which means you have to train the horse. And I'm not comparing, well, I kind of am comparing Jackson Dart to an animal, but he just needs an adjustment to the style and fashion in which he plays. All the physical tools and the talent is there. Mentally and physically. He just can't throw himself into harm's way like he's been known to do, whether it be in high school or in college. That is it. So you don't turn away from that. You lean into that and you develop the player. Pat in Weston, Connecticut. I don't know if that made sense. We tried. It's a Monday afternoon. It's the holidays. Pat, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mark. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it,
Pat. I just wanted to ask you, do you think these coaches are going for these fourth downs so they could pound their chest and say, hey, I was being aggressive? When they're taking points, these short field goals that they're passing up 2-3 times a game, that's 6-9 points. And then at the end of the game, you're going for a touchdown instead of kicking a field goal to win it. I mean, it just seems like they're protecting their butt to be able to say, well, I was aggressive. When you're giving up the game by not taking points. Points is what wins games.
It does, unless you feel as a head coach, the touchdown, the field goal really isn't going to get you closer to winning. It's going to get you closer to losing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And you need to score touchdowns. Also, if you're going to bring up the Kafka example, I think he's trying to set a tone and a temperament about what he is going to be as a head coach, is being uber aggressive. And I think the younger minds, when you look at the National Football League, don't look at fourth down like we used to look at it 20 or 30 years ago. They don't look at it as being three downs to gain 10 yards, depending on where you are in the field. They're not going to be, they're not going to pull what Andy Reid did consistently when you're deep in your own end a couple of weeks ago, but the Chiefs were desperate. But if you are right around midfield, you might have the opportunity and say, given the nature of the game, who you're going up against, if you're discernibly more talented than the other team, then you're not going to go out there and help the other team. But if you feel like it's an evenly matched team, or you go into that game as a little bit of an underdog from a scouting perspective, when you're talking to your coaching staff and looking at it, and you need to be uber aggressive, then you're going to go out there and be uber aggressive. But I think analytically, people don't look at fourth down as the end all be all. They look at it as just another opportunity to go out there and continue the drive.
And I guess it's just the quality of the defenses. And, back in the old day, I'm 66. So, they wouldn't even go for a fourth and a half a yard back in you know, the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, it's just different. Well, I mean, everything's different. It's a passing league. You can't compare it to then, where it was predominantly a, you know, running game for the most part, not all the time. I mean, it's a passing league. The league is involved. So, you know, they want you to go out there and throw the football. Points wins. And, you know, a lot of coaches feel like kicking field goals. Yeah, you want to get points up on the scoreboard. Here's where the one thing early on in the game, which I, you know, believe, is that, you know, you want to crack the scoreboard early. So if that ends up mean where you have to settle for a field goal early on in that game, then you do. Because I think when you don't, and say you don't convert on the fourth down, then you're chasing points the rest of the game. EJ in Long Island. What's going on, EJ?
Hey, Bruce. How are you? Happy holidays to you and your family. So it's the end of the season. The Giants have the first or second draft pick. They fire Shane and they hire Mark Malusis as their GM. With that pick,
yeah,
as their GM, what are you going to do? Are you going to trade for more picks? Are you going to go start offensive linemen? Where are you going with that pick?
I would move back in the draft. I would if I had the first overall pick, I would move back.
For more picks?
For more picks, correct.
Okay.
That's what I would do. What I would want to happen is what I mentioned to a caller earlier in the show, EJ, is that I've got my quarterback. I've got to figure out my head coach. And I will have figured out my head coach by the time the draft rolls around. I want two or three teams to have the apple of their eye is Mendoza.
Okay. So area of need for Giants, what do you think?
Well, I need to find a secondary wide receiver to go along with Malik Nabers coming off a torn ACL. The running back room is figured out. As long as Cam Scataboo is going to be healthy week number one, I don't know if his running style is sustainable to have a 10 or 11-year career, but I think for the next 5 years, 4 or 5 years, I think I'm going to get the best version of Cam Scataboo. I need an elite-level corner, a corner that's got elite speed at 4.3. That I know that can be a lockdown corner that can go out there and travel. I've got edge rushers. I don't need another edge rusher. You know, Thibodeau is not what I expected him to be out of Oregon, but I think he's a starting linebacker as long as he can physically hold up. But I've got edge rushers in Abdul Carter and Brian Burns, and then I can build off of that depth behind it. But if you're asking me for needs for this team, I would look at offensive line. I would not look at offensive line probably early in the draft. I'd look at wide receiver. I'd look at elite level corner.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, you got it, EJ. Appreciate the call. Let's head out to Rockland County. It's Ramon. It's the fan. What's going on, Ramon?
Hey, how you doing? I want to talk about why the Yankees don't fire Aaron Boone. I think that he's made a lot of bad decisions as a manager. And us as Yankee fans, we've always been trying to get a championship or bust. There's been managers that have been fired because they didn't win at the highest level. Where we've been here 9 seasons, and I feel like he's wasted opportunities for us to win championships.
Yeah, Ramon, but they don't. What have I told you that they don't grade out that way anymore? The grading system has changed for the Yankees. I don't, Ramon. You're preaching to the choir. I love it. You know, I'm hair on the back of my neck stood up. Like, I'm excited. Like, yeah. I mean, held accountable, championship or bust. That's the way the Yankees don't grade it out. They don't look at it that way anymore.
I just hate, where's the platform? Why can't Aaron Boone come out and take some accountability? There's always these rumors, oh, it's the front office that's making the decisions. And then he comes out and says, no, that's a bunch of stuff. So then you're the one. I would have fired him after he put in Nestor Cortez in the game, in the World Series, and I got to watch Freddie Freeman hit a home run off a dude. Look up Freddie Freeman's stats against lefties that year before that matchup, and he just left Nestor Cortez, who hasn't pitched in 2 months.
Yeah, it's still a line from Joe Girardi, not what you want. I mean,
Joe Girardi.
I get it, but Girardi, the Yankees had an issue with Girardi because of his personality and wore down over the course of time. So there are positives when you look at Boone, when you look at the modern-day MLB manager. And I'm not going to tell you that he's a guy that's just following out marching orders, but he's got a seat at the table, as does everybody else. And that's the way baseball is looked at. Analytics plays a significant and heavy role, and there's others that play a role in terms of the lineup, given the pitcher that they're going up against that night, given the matchup of the weekend and everything. Now, you want to say the fundamentals on this team, that's an organizational issue. You know, you could fire the base running coach all you want. You know, that's an organizational issue. You want to talk about this team being bad defensively? Well, that's set down by the organization as well. You want to look at Boone and say, well, he's got to improve that? Yeah, I would agree with that. But that's a systemic issue when you look at the Yankees as a whole. When you look at the team that's put together, I mean, that's put together by Brian Cashman and company. I don't disagree with you about the expectations, but I think you also have to look at the manager and the role the manager plays in baseball in 2025, soon to be 2026, as compared to the role the manager played 20 or 30 years in baseball. And this, there is a significant difference between the one and the two.
Yeah, I hear you, because it's just frustrating watching the regular season games, and he's making crazy pitching changes when he doesn't need to, and then he'll keep a guy like Devin Williams to blow, or Clay Holmes to blow five saves in a row before you want to make a change, and then we're missing out on the AL East by two games at the end, and it's like, oh man, yo, we were right where we wanted to be. No,
Ramon, I get it. I get it, but is Devin Williams' failure year one as a Yankee, is that a Boone issue, or is that an organizational issue? I mean, they did everything they could. They even changed the hair policy to try and make Devin Williams as comfortable as he possibly could. Still, it obviously did not work. Like, there are positives, and I like Aaron. I told him, you know, in the locker room after the Yankees lost to the Dodgers in five games, they didn't like the way that series ended. But he was meet and greet with every member of the media as everyone waited for Juan Soto to address the media. I told him I thought he did a hell of a job, and I thought he did. But I get that the Yankee fan wants nothing changes. Everything stays one and the same. They'll tell you how upset they are. There's no reaction to it. Do I think the Yankee failures and do I think, are all on the manager? No. I think there are positives and negatives when you look at Boone. I think the biggest positive for Aaron Boone is his ability to go out there and handle players. The fact that he's coming from a perspective of being a former player and dealing with everything that comes along with being a Yankee manager and handling the media in the style and fashion in which he does. There's no negative headlines that come along with it. And handling players in today's day and age of professional sports, you know, is a job in and of its own with the amount of money that guys are making. I don't fault them. Listen, nobody wants to show up and watch Hal Steinbrenner or Steve Cohen play baseball. So, you know, I don't fault guys. I don't fault Soto for making the money, Judge for making the money, Max Fried for making the money, Garrett Cole making the money. Now, I fault organizations for overspending on players that aren't necessarily worth the money that they spend on them. And then the expectations, like I would never have given Carlos Rodon $162 million, but the Yankees did. But Boone is here, and there are, as much as you want to lean negative toward Aaron Boone, there are positives to what he brings to the organization as well. And his ability to go out there and be part of it, work with a lot of people, handle a lot of egos, handle a lot of the players, and for the organizational mantra of being competitive, being a playoff team, outside of the year when they went 82-80, when they lost Judge to that foot injury, toe injury they suffered in Los Angeles against the Dodgers, and the team doesn't bottom out. They don't. Is it good enough for you, Ramon? No. Is it good enough for me? No. I want more. I'd like the Yankees to go out there and win a World Series, not just get there. 140, Malusis with you, 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.